Hi there. My name is Corey Sanders, and I'm the Director of Program Management for the Compute Team in Azure. And I'm excited to tell you a little bit about an announcement that we made today. Today, we announced the addition of Infrastructure as a Service into the Azure Resource Manager API. So what does that mean for you exactly? Well, I'm going to tell you. First, and most importantly, it offers self-service declarative templates. So what this means is, using this new template format, using JSON, you can now go in and define a set of different resources using Infrastructure as a Service. So you can define a set of virtual machines, a set of NICs, virtual networks, and piece them all together in a single file to make your full application incredibly easy to start and continue to deploy multiple times over. So you may deploy in one region and decide you want to go to another region. This same template will work everywhere. And it's really easy to get going. On top of that, you can actually piece different resources together. So you can take the infrastructure as a service resources, the virtual networks, the virtual machines, the NICs, and put those all together and add PaaS resources as well. So you can put SQL database on that top. You can include websites and put all those pieces together to make a cohesive application using all of the power that Azure has to bring. It's really fun and really fantastic. On top of that, once you deploy, maybe you want to lock down your system. Maybe you want to make your test environment only available to your testers and your dev environment available to everyone, but your production environment maybe two or three people that really have the special access. With role-based access control, we now enable you to lock that down not just in the portal, but also on top of the API. And so you can still enable using Azure CLI for Linux or Mac users, or you can use PowerShell for Windows users, but you can still lock it down based on which users want to use what. And it gives a lot of power while still the flexibility of deploying those templates remains. And finally, you can now add tags on top of all these resources, something I know you've all been looking forward to. You add these tags on the resources and it carries all the way through to the bill. So you can actually monitor usage of your different resources in your different environments and be able to track who's spending what and how they're spending it. It's a really exciting part of the overall feature set. So let me walk you through a little bit of an example of sort of how you could use this. So let me actually hop over. I've got one that I've built in available right in GitHub. And I built this template. And you can actually deploy straight from GitHub. And we'll show you some videos of that later. And so you can see here, it's a JSON format, very easy to sort of read and visually look through the entire template and see how it works. The first section, a set of parameters. You can have the type of those parameters, you know, string, the different sort of options that you could offer as defaults or loud values. A great example here, you can see with VM size. This template can only be deployed with these five sizes, and those will only be the ones that are accepted as part of the template. And so you can do a password, username. All of these solutions can be put into parameters, which then can be passed in for reusability. Moving from different environments, you may want to pass different parameters. On top of this, you can then build your resources to deploy. You can have them depend on each other. You can have one deploy first and then two more deploy after that. You can even pass parameters in between them. So the first one deploys, passes in a connection string to the second one, who then uses that to build their website. And so as you can see here, a very simple one, what I built here is it deploys a single VM with then Docker installed on the VM. And that's an additional aspect and a very powerful aspect of our template language. You can actually have Docker deployed directly into your virtual machine using our extension technology. And so using the extension technology, it will actually pull these agents down as part of the template and launch them straight onto the VM. So a great example here, I'll pull down. You can see here's the NIC interface for the resource. Here's actually the building of the virtual machine. I pass in the parameters, so the virtual machine name, the password, and I decide what the storage location is for where my disk's going to go. And then down here at the bottom, you can see as I've selected the extension control. And here I'm deploying the Docker extension right onto my VM. It pulls the Docker engine, the latest version, all the way down, installs it on the box, and then you can see one of the parameters. It will put down the Docker Hub image as one of the parameters I passed in. So I may say, for this VM, I want Redis to go down. And so this will set that up and configure that image right on that Docker host that now I've set up all with a single template, all checked into GitHub. So now someone could come in and fork this, add two or three other things, make it a little more interesting than this, and now you've got a full-scale application ready to roll. And I think in this short sample, you've seen a huge benefit of what templates can bring and what templates as part of Azure can really make possible. So if you're looking for more information, we have more videos available, and we also have a few sessions that you can go look at Build. We have one offered by Mark Rusinovich that's going to talk about the entire compute platform. I have one that's an infrastructure as a service overview, and then we have a deep dive on virtual machines. Check those sessions out, listen and learn a little bit more, and I'm excited to hear back from you what your experiences are and how you've enjoyed this. So please let us know, go have some fun, and thanks for listening.